Paul, first of all, then let's start with your team news for this match at Derby County. Gary Roberts, first of all, we know he's going to be absent. Anybody else on the injury list?
Again, we'll probably deflect away from the question. I think, obviously, Gary's out for 6 or 7 weeks, so, you know, in general, the rest of the squad's fit, looking forward to the game, and, you know, we've had a week to prepare for the game, albeit in difficult, as you can see, conditions, so, you know, we'll keep that one close to our chest.
Bit of a blow, isn't it, for Roberts to be out for such a long time?
That's a massive blow for us. He's such a good player. He's such a big influence on, not just on the pitch, off the pitch, but that's part and parcel of the game. You know, injuries, suspensions, it's what every club has to deal with. You know, we're no different than any other club, and, you know, we've got a strong squad going over to Derby tomorrow, and we're very much looking forward to the game.
Your reflections on some of the other news this week. Bocco has obviously decided to take his career elsewhere. Your thoughts on that?
You can't really have an opinion when Bocco's left and he's not allowed to have his opinion. So, you know, like I do with every player, I think the best thing to do is wish the lad the best of luck in his future career. You know, we enjoyed his time. He was a popular member with our supporters. And, you know, we must concentrate on the players who are still here and going to see the rest of the season out.
I suppose in that sense, given the injury to Roberts as well, it does leave you a bit thin. Are you able to maybe bring in a signing or two to bolster the squad?
Just keep going. I think in the end, it's the same at every club now. We're at that time with transfer windows, with it's players coming and going. And I think a lot of that time's best done when you've signed someone or you've let someone go. At the minute, we're just looking forward to playing Derby tomorrow.
How do you approach this tie then, against a side that are playing as well as they are right now?
I think every manager's different, and you know, I've got a belief that people go to football games to watch good games. So, you know, Derby away for us is no different. We could go there and get everyone behind the ball. We can go there and attack. We can get beat both ways. You know, people who've watched us play know, and I'm sure Steve's watched us and Paul Simpson's watched us. We're very much an attack-minded team. Tomorrow will be no different for us. We'll go, we'll do our best in the game, and we hope our supporters will do their best to sort of cheer us on, because they're the most important people that we have to worry about tomorrow. If we can send them home happy tomorrow night, it doesn't necessarily mean we have to win the game to do that.
Because managers, a lot of managers, may well take the view of trying to park the bus in many ways. We've had this discussion with you before. It's not something you would ever do. It makes for quite an exciting encounter.
I'm not saying I'd never do it. Derby might force us to do it tomorrow, and I'm not saying
but
I wouldn't.
It's not the plan for the first minute onwards.
It's not the plan. No, not at all. We're going to try and win a game of football, and I say all the time, it's an industry where people pay money to go into the stadium, and, you know, in my opinion, they want to see people attacking. Do you want to see goals scored, and you want to see the flair players playing well? And, you know, sometimes it won't be your day, it might be our day tomorrow at Derby, but we've got great respect for Derby, and, you know, the job Steve and his staff have done at the club. They're not just a fantastic club, they're a very strong team, and we're not stupid. If we go there and we're very, very open, we might get hit very badly. So we'll prepare for all eventualities. What we are going to do is just time in a game of football.
I have to say, it's a great tie, isn't it? When the draw was made, I know clubs want, you know, the big four, etc., if they're still in the competition, but for a Derbyshire derby, this has really set the fans going.
It's what the FA Cup's all about. It's, you know, Derby have now played Southport in the last round and now Chesterfield, and, you know, their fans will be saying it's a bit different because we don't really see these teams, and, you know, all of a sudden they could go to Southampton or whatever the games are, and that's what makes the FA Cup special. I think with the local rivalry between the two clubs, you know, I think it's good, because when you support your club, you support them for these type of games, and we're lucky to be involved in a smashing game tomorrow. I hope everyone enjoys the game in the manner it should be played.
And it should be a cracking atmosphere. We know there's going to be 30,000 plus, at least 5 or 6 of those are going to be Chesterfield fans. You're going to be well supported.
I was feeling all right till you told me that. It's all right being booed by 7.
No pressure.
30,000. And listen, it's just a good game. It's what it is. And, you know, we're lucky enough to be involved in it. You know, the atmosphere around the town's great. And, you know, but we're not going for a day out. I think that's what people can build the cup up as. You know, we think we're a good side. You know, we're 8th in League One. We're a very professional team. We like to do things properly. We like to work hard at our game. And we're playing against a team tomorrow who's a very, very good side. And we want to win. You know, if come 5 o'clock tomorrow night without the cup, we'll certainly wish Steve, Paul, the rest of the staff the best of luck in the next round.
I suppose from Chesterfield's point of view, it's important perhaps to just keep things the same and not treat it any differently as you would a league fixture, because otherwise, you know, players can get confused by all that.
I just think that's how we try and prepare at our club, you know, whether we play at home or away. We got beat 3-1 at Swindon last week. We prepare the same way as we play. You can't prepare to win every week, but you can certainly prepare to do well. You know, and I think food, nutrition, days off, working hard on the training pitch, they all go into that balance and shake up to make a successful team. We'd like to think that we tick a lot of boxes. It doesn't mean we'll always win.
When you look at the Derby County side, who do you see as their main threats?
I just think they've got a lot of good players. It's not my job to say who they are, because nowadays with full-backs and Derby will have them. The attack, you know, wide players, the attack. Midfield players run forward. They've got an international striker up front. They've got Bent, who's coming on loan. So we could be all night worrying about Derby, couldn't we? So we'll concentrate on ourselves. As I say, I've got great respect. I was lucky enough to go over to Derby the other week to watch them play Leeds, and that was just as a random game. And, you know, they were excellent on the night. They really, really were excellent. Got a fantastic crowd behind them. You know, it'll be a difficult game for us tomorrow.
Are you looking forward to pitting your wits and your team against Steve McClaren as a former England manager?
I think I'll tactically outmanoeuvre Steve tomorrow. Not at all. I think Steve's CV and pedigree in the game's there for all to see. He's done a really good job wherever he's gone, and, you know, he's one of the top coaches in our country, so we give them all the respect they deserve, and we look forward to having a beer with them after the game.
Is there much of a general relationship with Derby? And the reason why I ask is obviously there's the cup game against Nottingham Forest that comes round each summer, and obviously the cup or the leagues haven't thrown you two together since 1986. But as Derbyshire teams, is there much of a relationship there?
You try and have good relationships with every team, whether it be Sheffield United or every team. And, you know, nowadays with football, clubs like ourselves need them type of relationships, which is huge. You know, I don't think you can ever have enough good relationships. You know, we'd like to think that we have a good relationship with Derby. I'd like to think that could change tomorrow if we knock them out the cup. I'm sure it'll be better if they knock us out the cup. So we're just looking forward to the game tomorrow.